Hi everyone, welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Today I'm talking with Diane. Hi, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So will you tell everyone what school you attend and where it's located?
So I go to Wofford College, and it is a small liberal arts school in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
So for anyone who hasn't been there before, will you talk about what Spartanburg is like?
Yeah, so Spartanburg is definitely a small little town, but it's definitely up and coming. So there's a little downtown area, which is really nice. It has good restaurants and a little bit of shopping. And then the one thing I really like about Spartanburg is that it's really central to a lot of things. So it's about 45 minutes from Asheville, an hour and a half, 15 from Charlotte, like 2 hours from Charleston. So it's a great location to be.
Yeah, it sounds like it's really close to a lot of stuff there.
Yes.
So let's talk about campus a little bit. So since you're saying that Spartanburg is small, would you say that campus is pretty small too?
Yes, campus is definitely small, super easy to navigate. I actually gave a tour this morning, and the entire tour takes about an hour, if that. So yeah, it's definitely a really small campus. It's really easy to get used to, which is nice because, you know, if you wake up late for a class or anything, you don't have to rely on a bus to get there. You're living on campus all 4 years. So yeah, it's definitely a small campus.
Is there a good parking situation for people to have cars, or is everyone allowed to have a car on campus?
Yeah, so unlike a lot of big schools, a lot of freshmen don't take their cars freshman year, but at Wofford, you can take a car any year. Parking is super easy. There's a ton of it, kind of designated areas for each class. But yeah, a ton of my friends have taken cars. I haven't actually. Haven't taken a car and I'm a sophomore, and I've never found it to be an issue. It's such an on-campus school that I don't really leave. And then if I do ever need to get home, I have a ton of friends from Charlotte that I usually just come home with.
So were you saying that everyone has to live on campus?
It's definitely suggested. I would say like 90% of students live on campus all 4 years. But you kind of wouldn't want to do anything else, because everything happens on campus and everybody loves it so much that, you would definitely, only want to live on campus.
So since you don't have a car, I'm assuming you do live on campus.
Yes.
So will you talk a little bit about what the residence hall is like and if there are different types that are available for people?
Yeah, so freshman year, you live in a traditional dorm style. So you live with one other person in the same room, and you have a hall style bath. And there's three different freshman dorms. They actually just built a new one this year, which is really nice. And then sophomore year, you move to, you have your own room with like a little living quarters, and then you have a hall bath and you share it with two of your other friends. You get to pick who you suite with sophomore year, which is really nice. And then the same goes for junior year. I think the rooms are just a little bit bigger. And then senior year is when it gets really nice and you kind of get, it's like your kind of prize for living in a dorm all 3 years. You get to live in the senior village, which is just a ton of beautiful apartments that you get to kind of live with all your best friends, and it's, you have your own room, kitchen, a living room, porch with rocking chairs. It's awesome.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so what is the food like on campus? What type of options do you have?
So there's three places. Burwell, which is our dining hall, it's actually getting renovated right now, so that'll be done, I believe, in fall of 2021, and it's going to be really cool, but the dining hall is great. There's a couple different meal plans you can have. I believe I have unlimited swipes and then like 150 Terrier bucks. So that allows me to, if I'm ever tired of eating on campus, I can go downtown Spartanburg and eat at some of the like, selected restaurants and use those there. And then Zach's, which is where you would a lot of people eat lunch. So that's like Boar's Head and Chick-fil-A and Starbucks. And then the third and final option is Phase 5, which is a really cool outdoor area. Kind of like, and you can, it's more of like grill food. So kind of quick things that you can pick up, like burgers, quesadillas, all that stuff.
That's cool. Are there options for people who have dietary restrictions?
Yes. So in Burwell, the dining hall, there's always a section that is like vegan or vegetarian friendly. And then at the places like Boar's Head and Chick-fil-A, there's always like salad option or you can make your own like wraps. And definitely know people who are vegetarian or vegan and don't have too big of a problem with that.
That's awesome. All right, so let's switch gears a little bit. Will you tell me about your best faculty experience?
So I actually have two that come to mind. Last year, my English professor, I loved him so much. I decided to take him again. And I was just really inspired. He really cared about our lives. And just at the end of the semester, he gave us this huge speech on life and just like biggest piece of advice he could give us. And half the class was in tears. And that's when I just looked around and was really thankful to go to Wofford because of that, how close you get with your professors. And then my second probably is a professor that I wouldn't say he was like the nicest person in the entire world, but that was kind of why I liked him because he pushed me so hard and told me things that I didn't want to hear, but were completely necessary. And I ended up taking a class with him again because he just really pushed me. And I really credit like my studying abilities and just how well I'm doing in school right now to him.
Yeah, there's something to be said. I mean, because those are two separate
Yeah.
experiences, but each one of them gave you something that you needed. And sometimes that criticism, it absolutely sucks to hear, but you grow so much from it and you're better for it. And you're like, I don't want to thank you, but I also do. Like it's
Yeah,
both.
right. Yeah, in the moment, it's
So,
definitely hard to accept.
oh yeah, absolutely. So I know campus life is probably off right now, very weird. But what is campus life typically like, and what's available for people to engage with?
So yeah, it's definitely super different right now, and it's really sad because like a huge part of Wofford is like the social aspect in whatever you do. So there's definitely, you know, in the fall there's football games which are really fun, basketball games in the winter, and then baseball and like soccer and stuff in the spring. So there's always those games to go to, which is really fun because it kind of gets the whole school together. And then there's Greek life, which I'm involved in, but you definitely don't have to be. It's about 50-50, I believe. I have friends who are in it, friends who aren't. A ton of clubs, organizations you can get involved in. You can create your own. I know that some of my friends are in like rec sports because they don't want to commit to total D1. And just a bunch of other stuff. There's pretty much everything you could think of, and it's really awesome.
That's great. So, what is your, well, if you have declared your major, have you declared a major yet or a minor or
I
anything?
have not. So at Wofford, you have to declare at the end of sophomore year. So I'll be meeting with an advisor pretty soon, and I think I'm going to declare a humanities major with a business minor.
All right, cool. So, from what you know about those programs, do you know what the curriculum looks like and what might be required of you?
Yeah, so my humanities major I kind of picked because I'm really interested in English, but I didn't want my major to be entirely English classes. So the cool thing about humanities is that it involves like a language, a religion, philosophy, English, kind of more of a bit of a broad spectrum. I'm going to take some of those classes for my major, and then business, I think I'm required to take for that minor, like an accounting, a business finance, and like philosophy of business. So again, I didn't want the entire commitment of a huge of a English major or a full business major. So I kind of just meshed the two.
That's cool. Does Wofford have any special requirements of things you have to complete before you graduate, or is it just the like requirements for the majors and minors that you
So there's
choose?
definitely like prerequisite courses and just your kind of classes you're required to take, like intro classes. So that's the really cool thing about Wofford is that you are kind of forced to take classes that you would never normally take. So you're required to take two sciences and art, two languages, a math, English, a history. So you really get a feel for every department, and then you can kind of go from there.
That's awesome. So, were there any specific factors that led you to choose Wofford over any of the other schools you applied to?
So actually in the beginning, I didn't Myers Park, so a huge public school, and I was determined that I didn't want to go any smaller. But my parents actually just really encouraged me to tour it, and I fell in love with it. It really just felt like home. Like I kind of thought that was bogus. Like whenever people said, "When you know, you know." But I walked onto Wofford's campus, and I was just completely sold. I still remember the feeling. Like it was absolutely incredible, and it's I felt like home ever since.
That's awesome. What's the population difference between Myers Park and
Oh,
Wofford?
it's huge. So I graduated with, I believe, like 730 or 40 kids. And then in my class, there's like the low 300, mid 300. So it's crazy. It's definitely smaller, but it's really intimate. And I've formed like the most special relationships because it is so small.
Yeah, and I always like to say that because you did grow up in Charlotte. So these are schools that people in this area are going to know and they're going to understand that population
Right.
difference. So it's going to make sense to them to think, okay, yeah, that's about the size of my high school, or that was my high school, you know, and this is what I'm looking at. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, it's definitely okay to downsize.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because the college experience isn't the same as high school. So
No.
downsizing isn't that big of a deal. It definitely gives you that relationship balance that you're talking about with the professors, where you really get to know them and get to learn from them.
For sure.
All right, so my last question for you is, what do you wish you had known that an incoming or prospective student can benefit from?
I think I wish I would have known that everything's really like college isn't this like, yes, it's a huge change, but everybody's going through it at the same time. And you kind of think it's like, it's huge deal that you're gonna like, that you're building up to your entire life. But when you're somewhere where everyone's going through the same thing, everything's really not as hard. I remember freaking out. Like I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna do school. I don't know how I'm gonna meet all these new friends. Like I don't really know anybody going into it. And I would really just trust your gut. And know that like there's things are gonna work out. You're gonna find your people. You're gonna figure out school. Everybody's going through the same thing. And I would just yeah, just to trust your gut. And it's a really awesome experience if you put yourself out there. So yeah.
That's awesome advice. I love
Yeah.
that. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today and telling me a little bit more about Wofford. I enjoyed this and I wish you the best of luck on the rest of your
Thank you so
semester.
much.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you just heard or know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.